Indiana has had our number all year, right? So, perfect opponent. They've played great against us. They have probably great confidence against us. We'll have great focus because we're going to have to.
This is where Wisconsin gathers to talk sports. Packers, Brewers, Badgers, Bucks. The Wisco Sports Show is on the air. Now, here's your host, Grant Bills.
You know, I always say every year, this is the year I'm going to get into the draft. Okay, this is the year I mean it this time, folks. I'm going to learn the prospects. I'm going to learn what a three cone is, and I'm going to understand. 40 times, never been able to grasp them. It's just not a form of measurement that makes sense to me. Zach has made fun of me for this. I've talked about this before. Like, if they ran a mile, all right, I know what a fast mile is. 1600, I get that. Fast 400, 100 meter dash, that I get. What, 40 yards? Why? I've never been a draft guy, never been a combine guy, never been a prospect or a big board guy. Although next week I will have my draft board. I will have it in studio and we'll talk about it. I always say that I'm going to get into the draft, and I've never been able to. And this year, I'm like, I'm going to do it. And today, I got my RLAD scouting draft guide right here. Bill gave it to me the other night. I'm reading about prospects. I'm writing things down. I'm annotating, post-it notes, highlighter. I mean, I'm going to work today. And then this afternoon, we get a bunch of breaking news about Badgers basketball. And I'm like, well, why do I even try? All right, the one day I really try to apply myself and sink my teeth into the draft, because the Brewers are off. Thought it'd be a perfect day. Thought we could talk draft tonight. Thought it'd be great. And then there's a bunch of breaking college basketball news. So maybe it's not meant to be. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not supposed to be a draft guy. I'll keep fighting this battle. Next week, we'll definitely talk a good amount about the draft. I was going to tonight, and then we get a bunch of Badger basketball breaking news. So we got to talk about that. So that's research. What am I getting out of that research? Nothing. I annotated. I post-it noted, I highlighted. I had my highlighter out, I highlighted. Not like multiple colors, just one yellow one, but still. Not even going to talk about it on the show tonight because we have breaking news to discuss. This is the Wisco Sports Show. My name is Grant Bills. I hope you're having a great day. It's a dark day in Madison today. Dark day. By that, I mean it's overcast. It's kind of crummy. It's rainy outside. It's also not the best day because we have more transfers to talk about, which really, I think of all the things that really stick in my craw this year in 2024, college basketball and the politics and the player movement surrounding college basketball, I think this is what gets my goat more than anything else. Packers lost to the Niners, and I'm like, well, not ideal, but I'm not going to lose too much sleep over that, right? The Brewers do something every other week that we could criticize them for. I still love the team. I don't get bent out of shape too much about that. The Bucks might lose to the Pacers in somewhat embarrassing fashion, and I don't really even know that it'll make me feel all that much. I might be numb to what the Bucks have done in the 2023-2024 season, at least. It's this college basketball thing that really gets my goat, really grinds my gears. So I want to start the show with that. We're going to talk with Zach Heilprin in about 15 minutes. I figured let's just bring him on right after the first break, right at the beginning, so we can talk about the news of the day, transfer news out of Madison. So Zach will join us in just a bit. 608-321-1670. Send me a text or give me a call if you would like. It's going to be a while since we could take any calls. I think it's going to be about 4:30 when we'll start taking calls, but you can send me a text. You can tweet at me as well, at Wisco Grant. I did a lot of tweeting today. If I'm tweeting a lot, that means I'm upset. That's a good indicator. If I've tweeted more than once an hour over the course of the day, I'm pissed off. I'm upset. So as we begin tonight's show, talk about this transfer news. I actually have a little news of my own. I have an announcement. I have some bad news to share. I love doing the show. It gets more fun every day. I feel like we've gained new listeners. We have more fun. We do something new every night on the show. I love it. But a good hometown buddy of mine is looking for a job. Close buddy, but buddy, back in the day. Oh man, we had fun in high school. Me and this buddy did. When, you know, we were 14. 15, 16 years old, playing Xbox, you know, going outside, shooting airsoft guns, driving four-wheelers around, you know, whatever. And this buddy of mine is looking for a job. So I am going to move home to be with him, to work with him. I actually asked my boss directly. I said, hey, my buddy, he really wants to be in radio. He likes radio, but he's not that good at it. He's not nearly as good as me. But God, I loved him and we had fun in high school. So can you hire him? And my boss said, no, we wouldn't hire him. So he didn't really leave me a choice. I'm going to move back to my hometown and I'm going to team up with this buddy. And we're going to do a show on Discord for free. YouTube, we'll stream it somewhere for free. Now, that's the stupidest thing you've ever heard in your life, right? If that were true. If I came on here and told you, I'm going to stop doing the show every night for 2 hours. I'm going to move back to my hometown to team up with a high school buddy of mine. And we're going to do an internet show. That would be the stupidest thing you've ever heard, right? That would be remarkably dumb. Anyways, unrelated, Chucky Hepburn is in the transfer portal. And the best I can surmise here, if that's the correct use of the word, it feels like it's correct there, so I'll just use it. To the best of my ability, what I can surmise from this situation is Chucky Hepburn is hearing calls from other schools. He got calls from other schools last year to transfer. Stayed, obviously, with the Badgers and Greg Gardless last year. But this offseason, he wants to play with his high school teammate. They won a state championship together. Frankie Fiddler, who's been playing in Omaha. Not nearly a program the level of Wisconsin, not nearly a conference, the prestige or the level of competition as the Big Ten. But now Frankie Fiddler is looking to transfer. He didn't want to come to Wisconsin. Wisconsin didn't want him. I don't exactly know what's going on. Chucky Hepburn wants to play with him, so they're going to go team up somewhere. High school buddy. 14, 15, 16 years old. That part of your life. You know what I was doing when I was 14, 15, 16? I was lifeguarding. I was playing a lot of Xbox 360, which I'll still contend it might be my favorite console ever. PS4 was pretty good, but God, the 360 just ripped. PlayStation 2 is pretty solid. I guess we don't need to debate it, but I was playing a lot of 360, Black Ops, Black Ops 2, a little bit farther down the line before he switched to next gen. I got a PlayStation 4. The Xbox One didn't really interest me. That's what I was doing in high school. Now, it would seem very silly for me to make life decisions, career decisions, based on fun times I might have had in high school, right? The best that I can read the situation, again, that's what Chucky Hepburn is doing here. This doesn't make sense to me. And I know what you're all saying. You're probably saying, wait, Grant, Chucky Hepburn is transferring, but why? He's gotten better every year at Wisconsin. Wisconsin has invested in him from the very beginning. The fit is so perfect. But Grant, he literally has a Wisconsin tattoo on his arm. Is loyalty and his pride or are these things that are completely dead? I hear it. Look, I see all the same things you do. I feel all the same things. I am very much a fan in this instance. And I'm not even sick and tired. I was sick and tired of this a month ago when we dealt with a first round of transfers and AJ Storr leaving and Connor Siegen I got, but AJ Storr pissed me off. By the way, he announced today that he is excited to join the longstanding tradition of Kansas basketball. So I guess our next question is, where will AJ Storr play next year? Mr. 7-7. This is his seventh school in 7 years. I just hate what's become of college basketball. This sucks. And you know what? Rob Reichel made a pretty good point on Twitter today. He's like, look, we tend to forget about all this player movement once the season starts, which is true to a degree, I guess. You know, they roll the ball out night one of the season next year, and I'll be excited to get to learn the new faces, the new players, and the new names. Don't get me wrong, but this is just a terrible, terrible, terrible product. This is an awful system. And Wisconsin, you know, to be completely honest, I don't think Wisconsin's going to be that much worse for wear next season. I don't think they're going to take some massive step back. They lost their point guard and they lost their most dangerous offensive threat in AJ Storr. Two massive losses at the same time. But I like John Blackwell and think he can fill the void of Chucky Hepburn. And I think Greg Gard's going to get someone in the transfer portal. Why? Because there's like 1,000 kids in there. Everyone's in the transfer portal. It's not going to be hard. It's not going to be hard. Greg Gard will get a couple of guys. Might not be as good as AJ Storr. Probably won't be as good as Chucky Hepburn. Get some solid guys, though. There's like 1,000 players in the transfer portal. Greg Gard will go in there, get a couple, elevate John Blackwell. I really like Nolan Winter again. Stephen Crowell is back. And Daniel Freitag is repeatedly tweeting out his commitment and how excited he is to come to Wisconsin. I don't think Wisconsin is going to be any worse for wear next year. The problem is all the deck chairs have been rearranged and a fan base that really kind of went on a fun ride with this team last year, hiccup in February, and then fun conference tournament, round one exit. But lots of ups and downs. Lots of fun games, huge performances, big moments from really good players that we know, and now half of them are gone. It's like, all right, shuffle in another batch. Who is this benefiting? Doesn't benefit the teams. Doesn't benefit the coaches. I don't think it benefits the kids. Well, AJ Storr's getting a bunch of money. Oh, okay. Okay, I get. Okay. NIL money, I guess. I don't know that this is what's best for AJ Storr as a basketball player in the long term. I think a lot of these kids without NBA prospects, without professional prospects, moving around is harmful. You're harming your brand. You're harming your development. We've gotten to a point now in college basketball where it's like, well, I'm going to leave just because that's what everyone else is doing. We need to create a system in college basketball where transferring is not the last case scenario, but not the first case scenario. Right now, transferring feels like the first case scenario, where if a player is even a little bit unsure on what they should do, well, transfer, I guess that's what everyone else is doing. Shoot, might as well jump in the portal, see what happens. Man, so lame. So lame. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm on Twitter this afternoon, and Jared Bergeron, I don't remember how you say it, former Badger big man, is tweeting out like, hey, all you Badgers fans, you complaining about the program, mad at Greg Gard. If all of you guys just donated a little bit to the Varsity Collective, we could have paid AJ Storr, Chucky Hepburn, and then some. It's like, oh, wait, so this is on me now? If I want my favorite players to play for my favorite team, I have to pay them? You can kiss my ass all the way on that one. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Look, if this is pay to play and these kids are worth this amount of money, fine. But then why are we giving them scholarships? Why are we giving them scholarships? If this is truly pay for play, which is what this is, and these players are getting essentially game checks or season checks, I guess, out of a Varsity Collective that's run through boosters and run through the school, then why are we also giving them scholarships? If this is the way that we're going to do it and it's going to be pay for play, which is not the way that it should be, but it's the situation we currently find ourselves in, then why is UW giving these kids a scholarship only for them to turn around in a year and leave in a year or two? These kids want a scholarship. They want a degree. They should have to stay here a couple of years. Am I a boomer for thinking that? Am I an old man yelling at a cloud for thinking that? I don't think so. I think I'm very reasonable. And anytime I've talked about all these Badgers hitting the transfer portal, I like to think that my comments on this show and the conversations that we've had over the phone or with guests, I'd like to think that my conversations reflect the frustration of a lot of college basketball fans, where it's like, yeah, I mean, we want these kids to get what they're worth, and we don't want the NCAA to just make millions off free labor. That's not what we want. But Jesus, I'd like for my favorite player on my favorite team who's succeeding and doing well to, I don't know, out for 2 years. Is that too much to ask? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Thank God Daniel Freitag seems intent on playing in Wisconsin. He seems to be just about the only one right now. I understand the money thing. It's just really frustrating for a player like Chucky Hepburn and a player like AJ Storr too. AJ Storr came in here. It's like, hey, you're in a great situation. You fit really well. This team highlighted your strengths and for the most part hid your weaknesses because they didn't ask you to do everything. They had a nice system in place. And I guess AJ Storr might have a gripe because Greg Gard maybe wanted him to not take so many bad shots. You play off 2 feet, avoid really bad turnovers. Okay, well, do you want to be a pro? Like, you're going to have good shot selection if you want to be a pro. You're going to have to not turn the ball. I question what this generation is looking for. You know what I mean? Do you just want a bunch of yes men who will cut you checks and let you run out there and do your thing? All right, I guess fine. Then Wisconsin's not for you. But I don't know. I thought representing your school still means something. I think, you know, wanting to improve as a player, being coached hard, I thought that still meant something. Maybe not. I'm just frustrated. I'm tired of it. Let's take a break. We'll get Zach Heilprin, sports director, WOZN. He had the story very quickly after it was broken today. Zach was ready and following the story all along. You can read his piece, madcitysportszone.com. He will join us next. It's the Wisco Sports Show. Stay right here.
This is the Wisco Sports Show with Grant Bills on the Wisconsin Sports Zone Radio Network.
Wisco Sports Show. My name is Grant Bills. Twitter at Wisco Grant. Send me a text if you want to join the show. 608-321-1670. take some calls here in a little bit. But right now, Zach Heilprin is joining us on the phone. So don't call because I'm going to pick it up. Zach, I was ready. I was prepared to talk NFL draft tonight. I had some things to say about the NBA play-in games. And instead, I am sitting here again talking about Wisconsin players leaving again. Players that played a lot, had good seasons. And I'm going to be honest, Zach, this just pisses me off. I'm in a bad mood and I don't enjoy talking about this, but I have to. I'm not having a good time. I don't enjoy this topic. I don't enjoy talking about good players leaving.
I thought we were starting with Andre Dillard. No, that's not where we're going?
Packers depth signing? I actually like that a lot. Wish we could talk about it. Would much prefer to talk about that.
Yeah, instead we're talking about Chucky Hepburn announcing that he's going to the transfer portal. About 9 days after, there was pictures of him working out with the team and getting ready and recruiting for Wisconsin when he had Frankie Fiddler in town. So there's that. Yeah, it's not ideal, right? But it's also what we have to come to expect. And I know just based on our very small conversations or short conversations that we've had last month or so, you are not a fan of the way that college athletics is going, to say the least. I agree with you, but I also understand that this is the way it is. And so to sit there and complain about it, be upset about it, bitch about it, is what it is. I don't really get it. So Wisconsin has to worry about what Wisconsin has to worry about, and that is replacing Chucky Hepburn. He's going to find some place that's going to pay him. Let's be fair about it. He's going to find a place that pays him more. This isn't about anything that Wisconsin's lacking. Okay, then it's got to be about what Wisconsin's lacking financially. That is the only thing that comes to mind if you're making this decision by Chucky Hepburn after 3 years of what you gave to this program and talking about how you're a Badger and you're going to be a Badger and you're not going to. This is not what Badgers do going out in the first round. We'll be back here. This isn't the end of us. And you have a Badger tattoo. What could make you give all that up and move on to another place for your final year? Well, we know money. And that's what you don't like about all this, I assume, that guys are just picking up and leaving at the drop of a hat because there's more money and significantly more money to be had elsewhere.
Well, I mean, yeah, look, I'll say the thing that I have to say. Otherwise, I sound like a jerk. Yeah, I'm glad that he's getting what he's worth. Like, okay, you're worth the money. I'm glad that he's getting it. Okay. But now that I've said that, now that I've gotten out of the way, I just, the product sucks because everyone's favorite players are. Yeah, it does. Because everyone's favorite players, you know.
Did you watch the tournament?
Yeah. You know what? I did, Zach. And I think the women's tournament was better. And a lot of people thought the women's tournament is better because we knew who the players were.
Oh, give me a break. The transfer portal is just as active on the women's side as it is on the men's side. You knew who Caitlin Clark was. You knew who Angel Reese was.
I knew Paige Beckers. That's three. And Paige honestly, Beckers, Zach, right? And maybe I'm telling on myself, that's more than I knew when I turned on the men's tournament.
Well, that is telling more on yourself. Spent a little bit too much time watching the NBA.
I mean, who are the three biggest stars in men's college basketball? Who are the three biggest stars?
Well,
Zach Edey's one.
Exactly. Zach Edey's at the top of it. It's somebody that you don't have any interest in watching whatsoever, wasn't it? We don't need to talk about, like, that. It's irrelevant. The product, people still watch it. People will still watch it. But this definitely, I think, impacts people buying into players and makes it maybe more difficult for people to buy into college athletics in general. I still think because of the gambling aspect of it, people are going to still tune in.
Yeah.
But maybe they won't be bought as in to the team itself. Like, Chucky Hepburn was the epitome of a Wisconsin Badger.
Mm-hmm.
He, from this jump, man, I mean, this dude was wearing Wisconsin stuff in high school. He was helping them recruit. He was a huge part of that Big Ten title team as a freshman, hitting the game winner against Purdue and talked like a Wisconsin Badger. And remember when Howard Moore was honored, he was like, this is about more than basketball. This is about family. And he said all the right things and did all the right things about being a Badger. He turned down an opportunity last year to do the exact same thing. There was money on the table last year that he did not take. So like he did all the things that you expect a guy like that to do. And then I think, you know, this time around was probably just a little bit too much to turn down. But that's which I think is going to make it difficult for fans to buy in long term to players. And that sucks. I'm not going to lie. That sucks. This whole situation sucks. But that particular aspect of it sucks.
Well, on that, we agree. This does suck. Is this about money? Does he want to play with his high school buddy? I just
I don't think so. I just think making
a decision based around a high school buddy, like, what are we, you were 14 or 15 at the time. Like, let's be grown-ups. Let's be adults.
Well, no, they were 17 and 18. They played together throughout their high school career.
Well, I exaggerated to make my point, but 15 is not that far away from 17. They're similar ages.
That's like saying 20 and 21 is not too far away from 17 and 18.
Yeah, but we're not talking legally. I'm saying spiritually. Like, when I was 15, I loved playing. Well, I still love playing Xbox. But, like, I'm not getting together with my buddies to have a sleepover. That was something I did when I was young. That's not something you do as an adult. You know what I mean?
If you still with your friend, lived around your friends, you might do that.
I mean, don't get me wrong. A sleepover does sound fun, but you know what? what I would do is we would have a great time, and then I'd go to sleep on the couch or try to. And I'm like, this sucks. I should go to my apartment where my bed is. You know?
Yeah, I don't think this is a Frankie Fiddler thing. I don't think they may not. I know that there's obviously a lot of Michigan State talk with that, but I think this is a situation where there was a chance Frankie was going to come to Wisconsin, and then some of this other stuff happened with Chucky, and maybe that is the reason why they kind of pushed it off, right? Like, they was ready to make a decision. I'm not saying that's not fact. That's just me spitballing here. I guess I would venture at this point to say that they're not going to end up playing for the same team.
I see.
That's just a guess based on some of the names that have been floated around Chucky in terms of like where he could end up. I know Louisville is a name that has surfaced, and this is where we're coming down to talking about money, because Louisville was horrible last year. Mm-hmm. and they got a new coach, but they were horrible last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you can quickly turn that around by buying some players.
Can you?
and getting some players and turning things around. Well, I mean, you can. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but you certainly can. And I think like that is a situation where Wisconsin, if you look at it, the money that Wisconsin has to spend, I think, is maybe in the top 25 of the country.
Okay.
But you're going up against the likes of, we saw this today with Kansas, right? Like Kansas. It's at a different level.
Well, but AJ Store, hey now, AJ Store is also excited to join the proud tradition and lineage of that program. Let's not chalk it up to only money, Zach. Come on.
So, yeah, you're right. My bad. That's a good point. That's a very, very valid point. And the likes of Louisville and Kentucky and Arkansas and some of the Arkansas with John Calipari, there are teams that are going to be willing and able to spend more than what Wisconsin is. And that's just unfortunate, and that's kind of where the Badgers are in this mix. Now, I think they're going to go out and they're going to find some nice replacements. It will not be as high level of a player as Chucky, but I think they're not going to go into this with the roster they have right now.
No.
This is not what the team is going to look like. And without that money focused on Chucky, they're going to have a little bit more money to go out and to spend on guys. And we'll see exactly how they want to do it, but this is not a great day. This is a tough day for Wisconsin, because Chucky was the guy in terms of like what he meant and what he was about in terms of being a Badger.
I would tend to agree, and that's why this sucks. Zach Heilprin is here, WOZN. You can read his stuff at madcitysportszone.com. Temple and Heilprin just concluded its first full season. It was an excellent program, and I'm bummed that it won't be on tonight, Zach, but I'm selfishly glad that you're here with me instead.
Well,
yes.
I just wanted to add in, me and Jesse did do an episode of The Swing, and that is now up wherever you get your podcast. So you no Temple and Heilprin, but The Swing, talking Chucky Hepburn and everything that happened.
I'm going to take my AirPods to Monk's in Sun Prairie after my show tonight and listen to it there, so I can try to get a sense of the real thing. You mentioned next year, before we part ways here, Zach, and then I'm going to take some calls and bitch about this with angry listeners. I hope that's what I'm hoping to get out of tonight's show.
I'm sure you will.
You know, fan is short for fanatic. So maybe I'm looking at things through red and white color glasses here. But I tell you what, Zach, Stephen Crowell, Klesmet, Nolan Winter, who I love, John Blackwell. And now the runway has been cleared for Daniel Freetag to start right away, because God forbid a freshman doesn't immediately get all the playing time right away on his college team in 2024. This team might actually be kind of nice next year. And I think they're going to get a 3-and-D wing in the transfer portal. Like, you add a couple of nice bodies, and I don't hate this team next year. And what's hilarious is if Connor Essejian just would have stayed put, he might have fallen ass backwards into some playing time. But whatever, whatever.
Well, I mean, in this lineup, he would be needed. They need the offense. It's exactly like what happened last year. The only thing, he got on the floor because they needed the offense. They couldn't score the ball, and this would be a situation where they would love to have him. They're not, but this is obviously not the team that's going to be on the floor. And I loved, you know, Daniel Freitag has, everyone's like, oh, well, now he's going to go to the highest bidder. He's like, no, I'm bought in. I'm all in no matter the money. And that's awesome to say. And he's in for 1 year, and we'll see what happens next year, right?
yeah.
Right? So but what they're going to do, and they're in the battle for Brandon Angell, who's down at Duke visiting right now. A four that would certainly fit well into that starting lineup, and they're going to find another wing, you would think, and I think they're going to add a point guard as well. So the team that you're seeing right now is not the team that they're going to go to battle with next year, but it should be an interesting next couple of weeks because I think this is all going to get sorted out here in the next couple of weeks. I don't hate what you said. I kind of hate it a little bit.
What do you hate? What specifically do you hate?
In terms of like the starting lineup. Like if you're gonna go with the starting lineup.
I was just naming some of the players that I really like. I don't know what the starting lineup will look like. I don't know who will play with who, but those are a group. I really like that group of players.
Yes, if you could, and that was the thing like going into next year. Especially if you had Chucky, like yeah, you lose AJ Store and you lose Tyler Wall, but the potential replacement that you had, you know, when you still had Chucky, that was actually gonna be, I thought, a pretty, you know, valid team. That was going to at least compete. It was going to get to the tournament, and maybe you make a run. They've got obviously some work to do to figure that out, and I'm sure obviously they're already working on it. Greg Gard put out that statement that said, you know, minutes after Chucky told him the news, he was already on the phone with another talented point guard that was already in the portal. And there are some talented point guards in the portal. Seth Trimble, a kid from the Milwaukee area, was at North Carolina. He's in the portal. Tyrese Hunter, who's at Iowa State, is also from Wisconsin, but Iowa State and then Texas, he's in the portal. So there are some talented point guards there. Just to see if Wisconsin has the wherewithal to get him to Madison, if that's what they end up wanting to do.
No, it's a cool system. Like, we lose a couple players that we really like, but we go take a couple of other players that left programs where their fans and their programs really. It's nice. It seems, to be honest, from my point of view, this is all just a massive waste of time. And if we could all just stay in one place, you get what I'm saying. I'm having a difficult time articulating, but it's like, okay, so we lose a point guard that really liked it here. We really liked him, so he'll go somewhere else. And then to replace that point guard, we'll go take another team's Chucky Hepburn. That's great. Good system we have here.
Yeah, the problem is, like, there's not too many Chucky Hepburns where they're actually really, really good, and they like the place, and the place likes them.
How much could he have liked it?
How much? You're asking how much?
Yeah,
how much he could have liked it?
Well, how much could he have really liked it here if he was just going to dip?
What's the dollar figure that would keep you in La Crosse, Grant?
I mean, I'd live in La Crosse for the same amount of money I'd live for now. I get it. Obviously,
to live on that money.
Good for the kid. Good for his family. They got paid. I'm not holding that. I guess I am holding it against him. Publicly, I won't hold it against him. In my deepest downs, I'll hold it against him the rest of my life. But. Yeah.
That was not a shot at La Crosse, by the way. That was just to say, like, that's a place that you really love living.
I love La Crosse. Still do.
And if you have an opportunity to go make more money somewhere else, then, you know, you really love La Crosse, but hey, I can go make more money somewhere else. More money that maybe I'm not going to be able to make in a future place in my career, right? Who knows if Chucky Hepburn's ever going to be a pro? Like NBA-wise. He's probably not going to go to the NBA.
Probably not.
He's going to have to go overseas. And what he could make this year is going to be significantly more than what he would make overseas. So why it's hard to knock him, and it's why I would not knock the player. I would knock the system and the NCAA and how it got to this point. That's what you should be mad at. Shouldn't be mad at the players themselves.
Can I be mad at both a little bit?
You can.
Okay.
Well, I know.
Okay.
You got enough hate to go around.
Okay. Cool. Zach, I don't hate you. You are my absolute favorite. Thank you for hashing these emotions out with me. I'm the fan here. You're nothing if not measured and reasonable. I appreciate you. We'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds good, Grant. Thank you.
This latest episode. Thank you, Zach. Latest episode of The Swing with Jesse Temple is up. No Temple and Heilprin, but I am going to go to Monk's in Sun Prairie after work with my AirPods and just listen to the episode, try to recreate it. We can keep talking about this. Look, if you don't have a big appetite to continue talking about this, I don't need to continue to talk about this. We can talk about the playing games. We can talk about the Brewers. We can talk about the NFL draft. This is the big story of the day. Chucky Hepburn was what it means to be a Badger basketball player. Loved the program, was a voice of the program, the face of the program. Didn't turn the ball over, made his free throws, played good defense. I know that those are such outdated traits for a basketball player in 2024. But he had all of the traits and all of the personality characteristics of players that have really succeeded and had great careers at this school. And now he's dipping because, you know, Louisville or Michigan State or whoever is going to throw a bag at him. And I guess best of luck to him. Anytime someone transfers all, you know, all their teammates or on social media, go be great, King. Okay. Well, okay. Go be great, King, I guess. Best of luck to Chucky Hepburn, I guess. Again, I'm happy for him. He's a good player. Best of luck, I guess. 5 minutes. I just need to take a break. Otherwise, I'm going to keep saying things that I shouldn't say. 5 minutes. We'll be back. Wisco Sports Show.
This is the Wisco Sports Show with Grant Bills on the Wisconsin Sports Zone Radio Network.
Wisco Sports Show. My name is Grant Bills. Thank you for listening tonight. And thank you to Zach Heilprin, our sports director here at The Zone, our eye on the Badgers and on other teams too, but he's always Badger basketball. He's been at spring ball a lot the last few weeks, keeping an eye on what's going on with the football program as well. Listen to his latest episode of The Swing podcast he does with Jesse Temple on the latest recruiting news or transfer portal news. Chucky Hepburn is out, and I think the funny little side angle of this is if Connor Asegin just would have hung tight for 2 weeks, he'd have an awesome opportunity to earn some playing time. And yes, earn. I know. What a novel idea in 2024. The playing time should be earned. Oh, hey. Insane. I know. I apologize a little. I'm not going to get down on my knees and beg for forgiveness. I do apologize. We haven't taken any phone calls yet. I thought I'd give you my take on the Chucky Hepburn transfer. Then we'd talk to Zach, and then the rest of the show would be wide open. And I do want to take some calls. We have loaded phone lines. All five of them are completely full up and ready to go. So let's try to be as efficient as possible today, because if there are Badgers fans out there that want to share their take and rant and rave and be upset or whatever, I want them to have an opportunity to do so. Let's try to be a little bit more efficient than normal today, just because I think today requires being a little bit more efficient. 608-321-1670, Wisco Sports Show. Who's this? Great start. Line two, who's this?
Grant.
Vagabond John.
Are you familiar with the story of Douglas MacArthur? And I'll keep this, I'll get there quick.
I am not. I'm very excited to hear it, though.
So General Douglas MacArthur served in World War One. World War Two, he was charged with the duty of holding the Philippines. Man, when the Japanese came out on the Western Front, this is all from Dan Carlin's podcast, by the way, for those of you history nerds out there. He's in charge of holding down the Eastern Front in the Pacific, right? He gets absolutely punched in the mouth by the Japs. He was undermanned, under-equipped, didn't have the resources, and totally underestimated the tenacity of the Japanese, right? This man, ultimate failure in the Philippines. The military-industrial complex said, hey, MacArthur, we know you are a genius. We think, like, you have a great future with us, and we want to keep some consistency. Did they fire him? Absolutely not. They gave him the men. They gave him the resources that he needed, and he beat those Japs all the way back to their homeland, all the way to the point where we were poised to do a full-scale land invasion of, what, the Thousand Islands of Japan. And luckily, by the grace of God, we had a weapon that made that not have to happen. Otherwise, there would have been a lot of blood on our hands. But the point is, Grant, if we panicked as a nation, like the way Badger fans are panicking today, the world would look a hell of a lot different. We'd all be speaking German, and we'd have a lot more problems on our hands. My God, Badger Nation, you are better than this. Your panic is obscene. The call to fire Greg Gard, a lot of the old in the community. All I'm here to say is thank God we didn't have to rely on Tim and Sparta and Dave from Winona's generation to handle World War II, otherwise this place will look a lot different. The panic needs to stop. The program is fine. There's a reason we lost in Vietnam, and it's because the guys that are 50 to 80 years old right now suck compared to the generation of World War II. That's what I'm here to say, Grant. We got to stop this panic.
Do you think, one last thing before I let you go, do you think that part of Greg Gard is like, well, okay, one problem took care of another, like Chucky Hepburn's gone, but now Daniel Freetag has the runway to be the guy, because now I guess 17, 18-year-olds require instant guarantee of playing time because nothing is earned anymore. It might actually not be the worst thing in the world.
There's a ton of factors that are revolving into this offseason. This is the new normal, and Wisconsin fans are just embarrassed as a member of the community. Like, we're just panicking every time we get news that something's changing. This is the new normal. Iowa State had a bunch of dudes transfer. Are they firing their coach that we're all desperate to hire? Right? Kansas had guys transfer. Duke has guys transfer. Guys, this is normal. Get used to it. And stop freaking panicking and you know, going on Twitter tirades. A lot of blue checks. A lot of journalists in the Badger Nation right now, Grant, that are, you know, they're all brazed. First sign of bullets, and they're all pooping their pants. Thank God we didn't have to rely on these guys. Otherwise, like I said, we'd be speaking German on the phone right now.
Good call. I like the World War II theme. Maybe this Daniel Freetag commitment is our Battle of Midway, which, if I remember correctly, I'm not the history buff that you appear to be, Vagabond John. But Midway was the battle that turned the stakes in the Pacific theater. By the way, you said Eastern Front. I believe the correct term is theater. So let me just go ahead and correct you. No, I'm being a jerk. Vagabond John. I'm going to bitch about the new normal because I think it sucks, but I'm not going to panic because I don't really think that this is necessarily any of Greg. I don't think this is Greg Gard's doing. I don't think this is his fault. This is the current state of Badger basketball and college basketball as a whole. 608-321-1670, Wisco Sports Show. Who's this?
Denny from Holman.
Denny from Holman. You love Badger sports like you love your firstborn son. I'm excited to hear your take on this.
All right. My take on it is from a fan's view that had season tickets at the Badgers for the different variety of sports.
Mm-hmm.
I think what the people are afraid of is, no, this is the seventh one. Vagabond John can say all he wants, but this is the seventh one that left to go into the portal. And as a paying Badger ticket holder, tickets aren't getting any cheaper for all the sports.
Well, I'm being told on the internet, Denny, that if you're mad about all the players transferring, then you should donate some money to the Varsity Collective so they can afford to keep these players. Now, I don't like that. I don't like that we're being told that. I don't like it.
I understand. But here's what I'm saying. I think the people, the fans, are afraid that we are going to be – remember five years ago or so when the Packers weren't that great, or maybe 10, and they were like – it seemed like in a down spin, and the thought was – it's all the Packer Nation wants to get is a decent team fielded on the, you know, so we have a chance to win a game.
Yep.
And it was just like all the other big brass in the Packers, like, oh, as long as we fill the stadium, you know, we're fine. We're fine if we, you know, get a runner-up or if we get the division. Well, I think the Badger Nation fans and basketball are afraid that we're just going to settle for whatever status quo. And the team's going to be what it is, and Guard's going to be there for another year or two, and we're not going to get any better, and that's just going to be the way it is. And they don't want to, you know, pay that good money that they work hard for, earn for, to a sport like that that's not going to do their very best to get the very best.
Oh, my God. Are you pay money? And I'll let you keep going, Denny, but just to interrupt you. Like, pay money? Me? Pay my the money that I have. I'm supposed to pay that money to appease the whims of a 17-year-old? Oh, I'll piss all the way off with that. I am not. No. I refuse to engage in this whack system that the NCAA came up with.
And I totally agree with you. I'm saying the fans work hard to pay to buy the tickets, to see the team, you know. And with Chucky going, you got to admit, I mean, it is a big park. Yeah, there's a lot of different people out there, you know, which is fine, that can fill his spot and role. Mm. But, you know, a person really has got to think, you know, if you're a fan like you are, it's like, what's kind of going on with the team? You know, I mean, if Blackwell leaves, then you really got to think, well, okay, something's not right.
Yeah. I don't think Blackwell's going to go anywhere. Denny, I appreciate you. I don't think the program is, I don't think it's dire. I don't think that players are jumping ship because they don't like guard, or they're like, ooh, something's going south here in Madison. I gotta jump off the ship before it sinks. I don't think that's what's happening. I think AJ Storr got offered a lot of money by a lot of schools, and I think that's what happened with Chucky Hepburn too. Connor Asijan transferred because, well, he wasn't getting any playing time. That one I get a little bit, although the irony is if he was still here, then he'd have actually a pretty decent shot at playing time right now. Funny how that works, right? You can't build your house on shifting sands. And shifting sands, that's the entire college basketball landscape. Sometimes it's just okay to stay in one place, bide your time, work hard. Opportunities come. So maybe Connor Asijan goes somewhere, gets playing time, lights the world on fire. I don't know. This is not a Connor Asijan thing. His transfer made the most sense of all. Gus Varland is just a child. So, okay, you want to smoke pot in your dorm room. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Good luck in your future endeavors. But it's really the AJ Storr and the Chucky Hepburn transfers that sting. And it's those transfers that have people like Denny, your season ticket purchaser, buyer, or game attender. I don't know what your ticket package is, right? But you spend your hard-earned money to follow this team, and I think a lot of people like Denny are like, well, wait, Chucky's leaving, AJ Storr's leaving, what the hell's going on in Madison? I don't necessarily think anything's going on in Madison. I think the status quo around the NCAA and the environment of college basketball has changed completely. Where when the season's done, coaches start getting on the phone and getting in the ears of players like AJ Storr and Chucky Hepburn. Come on, we'll give you a bunch of money. Come on, jump in the portal. Come on, come over here. We'll give you a pile of money. We'll give you a ton of money. So it's like every player is a free agent every year, and there are programs with deeper pockets and bigger collectives, bigger funds to pay these players. And the Badgers do pretty well, but they are not, as Zach told us, you know, some of these other schools with money to absolutely light on fire. And I know that very few of you probably know what I'm talking about. Jared Bergeron tweeted earlier. It's like, well, Badgers fans, if you're complaining, then donate to the Varsity Collective. We could have kept these players. Oh, if you think I am giving a dollar of my hard-earned money to this system that caters to the wishes and the whims of a bunch of 17-year-olds who can't figure out what they want to do with their life. Oh, you got another thing coming if you think I'm going to spend my money like that. What a joke. What an absolute joke. 3 minutes, we're back. Wisco Sports Show.
This is the Wisco Sports Show with Grant Bills on the Wisconsin Sports Zone Radio Network.
Wisco Sports Show, I want to talk about some of the playing games and the playing teams. I've been watching the NBA play-in tournament this week. Got a couple things to say, maybe talk a little Bucks-Pacers as well in the second hour of the show. Then talk about the news of the day. Chucky Hepburn is out, and it sucks, and I hate it. God, I hate it. But I don't really think this is Greg Gard's fault, and I don't think it's UW's fault. This is college basketball. Wisconsin can't pay what Kansas can for AJ Storr. And I don't know where Chucky's going, but I would like to think that Wisconsin, I could almost say to a certainty that Wisconsin made Chucky a very good offer. The type of offer that probably only 15 or 20 schools in the country could beat. Somebody beat it. That's not Greg Gard's fault. That's not UW's fault. This is college basketball. This is college basketball now. Hate the system. Hate the game. Don't hate the player, although I'm a little pissed at the player for leaving too. 608-321-1671 call, and then we're going to start to switch over the show and take a break here at 5 o'clock, get an update in. Wisco Sports Show, who's this?
I'll make it extra efficient. Life sucks. The most valuable player right now for the Washington Nationals is Jesse Winker. So when you said you're having a bad day, hopefully that made it a little worse.
Dude, he's hooping. What the hell? Like last year, he looked like he'd never played baseball before.
It's a follow-up to my call from last year when I think that the entire season is on the line in the playoffs and they put him up there. The other thing, I did now expand my call. Vagabond John using racist things against Japanese people, not cool. So I call on the producers to suspend him for a while. But seriously, he should not be saying that stuff on the radio or in general.
Saying Japs specifically? Okay, well, Vagabond John, great principle. I didn't necessarily think it was, I mean, what, the atomic bomb stuff? Like, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? You get the general premise of what he was saying. Vagabond John's not trying to be racist here. Maybe we don't say Japs in 2024. He was animated. Sue him. And I'm not trying to defend inappropriate conduct or inappropriate language. I don't know that was warranted. Was that Dean? Was that Scott? Was that Southside Scott? It was either Dean or Scott. They sound very similar, one of our lacrosse callers. Vagabond John, please be more considerate. Bobby and Eau Claire also had a pushback to Vagabond John's call. He said, well, Vagabond John's generation lost to guys in caves good at doing the monkey bars. So maybe that was more of what that previous caller was complaining about. Now that I say it out loud, Sam tweets in at Wisco Grant, says college sports feel like amateur leagues now with perpetual free agency. Like you said, it's a bad product. I don't see how this can be fixed. Yeah, it's like Northwoods League, summer league, right? Where guys get placed and they go to a place for a summer and then that's kind of it. Except Northwoods League, we go to drink. We're not having long debates on, you know, we realize what the Northwoods League is. It's an entertainment product. Of course, it's a feeder system and a supplement to college baseball. But it's not the NCAA. It's not thing like we are judging Greg Gard on his recruiting and on his tournament success and banners that are hanging in the Kohl's Center. A little different. So I agree with you, Sam. Totally. Let's take a break. We'll get an update from Zach Heilpern. I'll get to some texts. I want to talk about the playing games. Talk a little Brewers baseball next as well. Hour 2 Wisco Sports Show coming up.
Indiana has had our number all year, right? So, perfect opponent. They've played great against us. They have probably great confidence against us. We'll have great focus because we're going to have to.
This is where Wisconsin gathers to talk sports. Packers, Brewers, Badgers, Bucks. The Wisco Sports Show is on the air. Now, here's your host, Grant Bills.
We can continue to talk about the news of the day, which is Chucky Hepburn announcing that he's transferring. I don't know if that means Michigan State, Louisville, that's cool. Patino's old school. Maybe they're in the mix. Talked a little bit about that with Zach back in the second segment of the show. And if you missed that conversation, it was great. I don't necessarily know if I conducted a great interview or really did a good job getting the best information out of Zach, but it was a fun back and forth, an enjoyable conversation, and a conversation where I got to let some steam out. I think Zach mostly just had to sit on the phone and listen to me bitch. But entertaining, at the very least, and I think a lot of Badgers fans can listen to my complaints today and, you know, sympathize, if nothing else. Like, this sucks. It's a crummy product where all of college basketball or college football just becomes a free agent at the end of the year. Reshuffle every team, pick it up, roll the balls out at the beginning of next year, play some games, and then do it again. Okay, so none of the teams have any character. None of the players have any character. Of course, Zach Edey, which is the one player that nobody liked watching. You know, he was firmly entrenched at Purdue. Couldn't get rid of that guy. He's like a fungus. And again, I don't say that to be... Let me back up from what I was going to say. I was gonna make a remark, and I will not. I will not make a remark. Vagabond John taking some slings and arrows for language that he used in one of his calls. Yeah, we probably don't say Japs in 2024. Let's not do that. Japanese, yes. I believe he was describing the Japanese, and he described them as tenacious, which I think is accurate, and if anything, complimentary of what a tough opponent they were. And why are we talking about World War II? I didn't sign up for this. I already have a couple topics that annoy the hell out of me between the current state of college basketball, current state of the NBA, which I'm not going to complain as much about the NBA. I think there's some fun parts of the play, and there's other parts that annoyed me. I already have a couple things that are annoying me tonight. I don't also want to, we're not also like talking about the linguistics and how we in the most politically correct fashion talk about World War II. I don't even like history that much. It was Vagabond John's call. Take it up with him. He's on Twitter at the Red Shed. 608-321-1670. I am holy balls. I'm behind on text. Okay, just get to a couple of these. Robin Stoddard with a Bears comment. Sorry, Rob. We'll get to that later. The N64 is the GOAT. Yeah, we were talking about consoles. Wisconsin basketball is more like 2016 than 2014 or 15. Our best players leave for better situations because they see this team's ceiling as the Sweet 16. Storen, Hepburn are shining sophomores on the JV team, and the varsity teams, Blue Bloods, need to restock. I'm surprised he didn't hit the portal when Storen did. I don't know. I don't think, no, this is very different than 2016. It might feel the same. It might feel similar. You might get a similar sense, but it's very different. I don't know, and I don't think Storen or Hepburn left Wisconsin because they're like, can't win at Wisconsin. They had lots of opportunities to win at Wisconsin. They were the players. What do you mean? What do you, can't win at Wisconsin? You can win at Wisconsin if the players win at Wisconsin. The players play like ass against James Madison. That's not the fault of the logo on their jersey. That's their own doing. It's an insane concept in 2024 that the players are responsible, especially in the NBA. God forbid a player should be held responsible for a playoff loss. No, just request a trade and go somewhere else where I have more help or where I have a better situation or I'm playing with a coach that doesn't hate me and actually gives me a chance to succeed. You know, whatever. We all too often in professional sports, it never falls on the players, especially in basketball. Basketball is such a drama-filled sport. Bill and I were talking about that earlier today. Jared in DeForest says, Wisconsin fans need to cool it a bit. I agree it's not a good sign, but in the grand scheme of things, we are a year-in, year-out contender in the Big Ten, so meaningful players left. If they stayed, our chances of succeeding that much greater than they are now would presumably... with presumably a bunch of transfer talent. Sure, it's unknown, but we're an established program. We can draw talent. We can still be competitive. Yeah, I agree. I think Wisconsin's fine. I don't think Greg Gard is... I don't think this is a reflection of Greg Gard. I don't think it's a reflection of UW or whether or not you can win at UW. Other schools have more money, and they're buying players. That's what's happening. That's literally what's happening here. It is that simple. You don't have to like it. I certainly don't. I've made that abundantly clear over the last hour and 6 minutes. But it's not Gard. It's not like Gard pissed off Chuck. I don't think Chucky Hepburn wanted to leave. I think the money was probably so overwhelming that it would have been a little silly if he didn't. 608-321-1670. We'll take one call. And then I actually want to talk about these NBA games. Wisco Sports Show. Who's this?
Eric on I-90.
Eric on I-90. You're nothing if not reasonable and measured. You should be a great voice of reason here.
Well, I think so. I mean, who really cares? Who really cares? I mean, this is just going to keep on and on and on. You know, it's just, I think they effed up this college sports so bad. And, you know, and that's secondary to me right now. You know, and that's just code for me saying I don't care. I use that at work right now.
Oh.
I use that a lot. Yeah. Like, instead of saying I don't care, I say that's secondary to me right now. You know, because it makes me look like I care, but I really don't.
Okay, so that's secondary. That's not at the top of my priority list.
That's secondary to me right now. That's really what's going on there. And this play-in tournament, been watching a little bit of it. Had been, yes.
It's been pretty fun, and I think this play-in tournament is maybe more meaningful or more interesting because I could actually see the Lakers or the Heat or the Sixers being a player in the postseason. I don't know that it's super reasonable to think any of those teams could win a title, but I could see any one of those three teams in the conference finals. It, as crazy as it sounds, right? And a healthy Embiid, it could happen. Hasn't happened yet, but it could. The Heat, they could go on a run. They've done it before. The Lakers are, I mean, they have LeBron and Anthony Davis, for God's sake. So I think that helps. When you sit down and you watch these play-in games and you actually feel like one of these teams is viable and they could actually do something, I think that helps a lot for interest watching these games the last couple nights.
Kind of what I noticed was, you know, out of all the teams that are in the finals or in the playoffs every year, you know, when I put the Bucks into that group, you know, the Bucks haven't fallen off that far from the rest of the group that's been there. It's just been more like the Celtics have accelerated out in front of this other group. What I'm trying to say is we're kind of right in the meat of it. I don't think that we're that far off from the teams that we're going to be playing.
No, you take the Celtics out of the equation, and the data set all of a sudden looks really reasonable for the Bucks. The Celtics are that much better, of course. Yeah, they're great.
You'd be doing some engineering, then you'd be taking the highs and the lows out, and mm-hmm. then collecting the average.
Mm-hmm.
What you'd be doing,
mm-hmm.
yeah. That's exactly right. Did you know that they built submarines in Manitowoc during World War II?
Really? Yeah, let's get some more World War II history. Tell me about this.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I just seen it that they built submarines there. Probably took out a lot of Krauts with those submarines. So
I knew you were going to
Other than that, I'm not going to get in trouble for that. I'm not going to get in trouble
you
for that.
You can't, Eric. No one even knows your name. Obviously, you're not going to get in trouble for it. I'm just going to have people complain
not
to me.
Not getting any trouble. You can call a German a Kraut any day.
Stop saying it.
Like
it. Okay. I, I don't think that's offensive, but I don't know. I'm German. I just think that's more a funny word.
Right. It is kind of just a funny word. I mean, so I just thought, you know, let's lay off, Vagabond John.
Did they, by the way, did they actually build submarines in Manitowoc, or was that just a means for you getting a joke off? Because if it was, it's pretty funny.
No. It was. They actually did build submarines. Because I'm into that dorky stuff. You know, I'm into that kind of dorky, and I want to know that kind of stuff. And I think that you're kind of into that same kind of dorky stuff, too. That little bit, right?
Ships, lighthouses, you know, things, submarines, things of that nature. I haven't gone full World War II History Channel yet. That'll probably happen, I don't know, 10 years or so for me. I'll get there.
Could you imagine being in a submarine? Because they had to take them all through the Great Lakes, that they just went underwater in the Great Lakes.
Down the mighty St. Lawrence.
Right. Isn't that kind of cool in a way to think of that?
So if they were sending submarines to the Pacific, did they go out to the ocean and then go all the way around, or they probably built the Pacific submarine somewhere else, now that I say it out loud. That was probably a stupid question.
I think they probably built them somewhere else, but those would have went and taken out the Japanese.
Yes.
The Japanese is how we refer to them.
Thank
now.
You. Pacific Islanders. Yes.
Pacific Islanders, Chinamen, whatever you want to call them.
So we were doing... have a good night, Eric. Eric on I-90. I appreciate you.
Have a good night, buddy.
Yeah, you too. Damn it. What are you guys doing to me? I'm already tired. I came in here. I had a skip in my step today, and then my favorite basketball player left, and my favorite team decides he's going to leave for circumstances that are out of my program's control. I'm being told it's my fault because I'm not donating enough to the varsity collective. I'm not enabling this. This is ridiculous. When they figure out a reasonable system to compensate players that deserve compensation, I'm a big fan. Maybe I'll participate. I'm not going to be a big time booster given millions of dollars. Might I give, you know, my brother, he's not an alum yet. He goes there. He will one day be an alum. I live here in Madison. I have no problem supporting athletics. I have no problem, but I'm not supporting this. This is lunacy. This is absolute. I'm not. Why? I'm gonna cut a check so 17, 18, 19, 20-year-olds can hold multi-million-dollar historical institutions hostage? I'm not. No. Pass. No thanks. Thank you, Eric on I-90. Could have went with... Krauts was fine. I wish you wouldn't have done the other one. Although I think of all of the... Maybe I shouldn't say this. You guys know me. Come on. I'm not trying to be offensive. I think of all of the outdated words used to describe nationalities, that one is probably the funniest, just because it's so on the nose. And it reminds me of a Veep quote from my favorite character. I think Ben Cafferty is just the funniest character, one of the funniest characters in television. And he's in Veep when he says, "We don't have a Chinaman's chance," right? And like everyone called him on it. And then he's like, no, my wife is Oriental, which I don't think you could. I think that term is, I know that term is outdated. We don't use that word as, you know, a widespread word for people from that area. See, that's the thing, is that was a word that everyone used to describe people from, whether it's China, Japan, the Pacific, the Philippines, Laos, Vietnam, right? It was the O word. And I think we're trying to get away from that, which is great, given that I just said it on the radio. Let's take one more call. After this next break, I do just want to ramble for a couple of minutes. We'll stop with a couple calls. I just want to talk about these NBA play-in games because I have a couple things to say. 608-321-1670, Wisco Sports Show. Who's this?
This is Brenda.
Hey, Brenda. Oh, God. Okay, you're not going to get me in trouble. I'm happy to hear your voice.
No, I'm not going to get you in any kind of trouble. I got nothing on World War II. No, I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that one.
Great.
No. So, Chucky Hepper leaving. Okay, put yourself in a 20-year-old young man, 20, 21-year-old, whatever he is, young man's shoes, who knows that one play or one practice could take you out for the rest of your career. And somebody put a big bag of cash in front of you and said, "Hey, come here, and we've got this big bag of cash for you."
Sure.
I'm sorry. I'd be going, too.
Yeah, I think Zach did a good job of maybe banging this into my brain a little bit. Like, it's really hard for a player like Chucky Hepburn. It's not like Chucky Hepburn's probably going to be a high level NBA player with a long NBA career. He might play overseas. You know, he's going to have opportunities to play basketball and make money. But right, if he has an opportunity to make a pile right now, that's good for him. I guess I am frustrated that this is how these players are making this money, because they're obviously worth it. I would just rather have it be in the form of contracts, or have it be, you know, I wish it would take some other form where players aren't switching teams and moving all over the country every couple of months.
I agree with you. They got to work something out where, I mean, yeah, they should get money for doing ads. They should get money for certain things. To be paid for playing, yeah, I kind of draw the line there, because you're already getting a scholarship, so you're already kind of getting paid to play. So I kind of draw the line there for myself personally.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, if they do ads and stuff, I think they should be getting paid for those kind of things. You know, if they want to do stuff outside of the realm of the basketball, fine, you know, get paid for it. It'd be like having a job on the side. Fine, yeah. You know, get paid for that. But, you know, it's kind of, they got to do something, because people are just going to keep, I can enter the portal. It's like you said, it's free agency every year, and you can go, whoever's got the most money, you know, is offering you the biggest bag of cash, you can be gone. You know, there's no incentive for them to stay where they are, unless that school can match it, and most schools aren't going to be able to match it.
Most schools won't. Yeah, I mean, it only takes one school to throw a wild number out, right? It only takes one, and that's true of free agency in, you know, the NFL or Major League Baseball or the NBA, too. I'm really not all that frustrated with Chucky. I don't think that he took this decision lightly. I think he did really love it here. It's just it's a bummer for the fans. And, you know, Brent, at the end of the day, I'm a voice for the, I'm a fan. This is, we get together for 2 nights or for 2 hours every night, and we talk about what we're frustrated about or what we're happy about. And I think it's fair to be frustrated while also realizing, like, yeah, Chucky probably did what's best for him.
Same with the Brewers and the pitching staff, you know, yeah. Fun to watch, but frustrating.
But also, like, yeah, we might have to figure out something there. You know what, Brenda? I think if they add one great reliever or one really solid starter, I think it makes a world of difference. Or you could do both. I'm not trying to fall into the one player away fallacy, because I don't think they're one player away from a World Series. I think they would need a lot of things to go right. I think if they get one stable starter or one great reliever that they can deploy and really fit and make sense in the bullpen, I don't think they're far off from having a solid pitching staff. I don't think they're far away.
No, and if the bats keep going like they've been going, you know, great. Yelich has got to get his back right. Hopefully he will.
Yeah.
You know, and because he started out hot, it was great to see at the beginning of the season here, but now he's out, and I'm like, oh boy, here we go. But, you know, yeah, they're doing okay. So they're, still first place, right?
Yeah.
So, hey,
hang, you know, we'll hang see. Tight.
They are fun to watch, though. They are fun to watch this year. I'm pleasantly surprised they're fun to watch this year.
Well, and I agree with that, and I appreciate you, Brenda. That's Brenda and Madison. Everybody, you have an awesome night. I think a lot of Brewers fans, that's why the season's so funny to me. It's like they don't have starting pitchers other than Freddie Peralta and Wade Miley. And Brewers fans are like, well, at least they're hitting, though. This is fun. Right? That just highlights how starved Brewers fans have been for offense the last couple of years. All right, we're going to take a 3-minute break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to read some more texts, get caught up, because I've neglected them, and that is unfair. And then I'm going to give you my thoughts on some of these NBA play-in games. And we might circle back and end the show with Badgers again, but I do want to talk about some of the play-in games, because I think there's some really important lessons to be learned and some important talking points for basketball and for the NBA as the postseason gets started. So we'll do that. 3 minutes. We'll be back on the Wisco Sports Show.
This is the Wisco Sports Show with Grant Bills on the Wisconsin Sports Zone Radio Network.
Wisco Sports Show. Appreciate you listening tonight. My name is Grant Bills. Twitter at Wisco Grant. Text the show if you'd like, 608-321-1670. Going to take a break from the calls for just a couple of minutes, because I have some things I want to say about these NBA play-in games. It's been beating this Chucky Hepburn story to death, and I think it's an important one, because it really feels like, what's the perfect analogy to use? Maybe not the straw that broke the camel's back, but if there was any confusion at all about the current state of college basketball, if there's any confusion about how this thing works, it's like, well, AJ Story is a little bit of an outlier, super talented, a little bit of a mercenary. Okay. Connor Siegen, he wasn't getting playing time. Okay, I can see it. Gus Buss, he probably just wants to smoke pot in his dorm room. All right, best of luck. Oh, Chucky Hepburn, Mr. Badger, guy with a Wisconsin tattoo, embodies everything that you would want in this program. Loved him, recruited for him. Oh, he's leaving? Okay. So in case there was any confusion about whether or not this sport is totally and officially cooked, that was cleared up today with Chucky Hepburn leaving. So it is a really significant story. I'm going to read some texts, and then I want to talk about these NBA games real quick. It says, Dustin in Altoona, did you find your wallet? No, I did not, Dustin. In fact, I waved the white flag this morning, and I have ordered some new cards. So no dice on the wallet. That's fine. Time had to come. Every once in a while, you lose your wallet, and you just, you know. GWP Dad says, I can tell you one thing that will eventually come out of this whole transfer portal thing. Teams will make players sign contracts. Otherwise, what's stopping them from skipping town after their first year? I'll tell you currently what's stopping them from skipping town after their first year. Nothing. Not a single thing, as evidenced by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of players jumping in the transfer portal. Tech says, Grant can't afford to give to the varsity fund because he gives all his money to the presidential fund from Aaron and Madison. I don't even know what that means. Man, political donations, that's something you will never see me doing. Even if I was rich, it's like, nah. You guys can run a campaign, figure it out. I'm not donating money to politicians. So if that is a joke, Aaron, sorry I missed it. If you're trying to insinuate that I'm political, I don't know where you would get that impression, at least not on the show. Joe and Bruce says, not to make a bad Wednesday worse, but did you happen to hear about the WIAA voting on whether to approve NIL deals or not for high school athletes? Yeah, I did read about that. We talked about it on Bill's show earlier today for like 2 hours because it's a good topic. I don't really know who's asking for this. Like, if we want to pay players for their name, image, and likeness, fine. I'm not sure which high school athletes in the state of Wisconsin have a name, image, and likeness worth anything. You know what I mean? Like, not to talk about my high school and hype up my high school, that's not what I'm trying to do, but like, I went to Menominee High School. I had two guys who got into the NFL on some level in my class on my football team senior year. One played at UW and one played quarterback at Iowa. And at no point in high school, now I was playing a lot of Xbox at the time, granted, but no point in high school, I was like, you know what? If only those two guys could do commercials, they'd make bank. No, they're high school kids. So I don't now that's truly if it's about name, image, and likeness. If it's about schools with large funds provided by boosters to try to get kids to enroll there to play sports there. OK, well, that's ridiculous for another reason. But then let's just call it what it is. Then it's pay to play. Right. Then it's basically a recruiting thing, which in lots of places in Wisconsin, it's not an issue because we don't. And don't get me wrong, there's lots of cities with multiple high schools, but then there's also lots of cities where there's only one high school. So you would either be paying a player to drive who knows how long, or the player is in your town already. Why do you need to pay him? Where else are they going to go? You know, and yes, totally. There's school, you know, Madison's got a bunch of high schools. Milwaukee's obviously got a bunch of high schools. But for a lot of people across the state of Wisconsin, there's one, maybe two high schools in the city. Why do they need to pay athletes? Where else are they going to go? Those are going to drive a half hour to go somewhere else. So I need to know more about this whole NIL. Like, why? Who? Why is this necessary? I don't know, Joe. So maybe I'm a little ignorant. Maybe I didn't get a good sense of exactly what it's for or what it's about. It doesn't make any sense to me. But speaking of Menominee, Bobby said, would the WIAA have voted differently knowing Chucky Hepburn? Maybe a vote or two flips. Oh, you mean about the NIL thing? Yeah, a tough time to be pro-NIL at the moment. Yeah, with the Chucky Hepburn news, right? Chris in Sparta last text says, eject. Sure you don't want to talk about the missing billfold? College sports all about money. You brought up a good point with scholarships. RIP Dickie Betts. Yeah, rest in peace, Dickie Betts. A great one passed today. I want to talk a little bit about these NBA play-in games. I mentioned them with Eric on I-90 earlier because Eric, over the years, has turned into an NBA fan. And I swear, like, I think it helps that I could see Philly winning a playoff series or two. Now, if I'm being 100% honest with you, I don't think Philly is capable of making the conference finals or the NBA finals. And you might say, well, Grant, Tyrese Maxey's been awesome, and Joel Embiid might be the best player in basketball. Yeah, he might be, but he's been the best player in basketball or one of the best players in basketball now for a couple of years, and they haven't been able to sniff past the second round. Now, new coach this year, Nick Nurse, sure. The point is Philly in as a position in the play-in where they could go on, like, they are better than a play-in team. They're only there because of Joel Embiid's injury, so there's intrigue to seeing what Philly does. Miami, I don't think Miami's that good, but I didn't think they were any good last year, and they ended up in the NBA Finals. So I can't really count the Miami Heat out until they're out. In the West, I think the Lakers have no business being in the play-in. The Lakers are in the play-in because they played grab ass and slap and tickle throughout the regular season, and Darvin Ham didn't really get the rotation where it needed to be in order to beat some of these bad teams in the regular season to avoid the play-in. The Lakers are not a top two or three team seed in the West, but they're not a play-in team. That's the fault of Darvin Ham. So I could see this Lakers team with LeBron and Anthony Davis winning a series or two. That's important to the play-in. It's important to the fans tuning in to think, well, if this team can just get out of the play-in, who knows how far they could go? That's important. And you know the game that I didn't pay attention to at all last night? The Hawks and the Bulls. You want to know why? Because both of them suck, and neither one of those teams is going to do anything. The Sixers could see them doing something. The Heat? Yeah. Did it last year. The Lakers? Totally. The Kings? Probably not. But, I mean, even the Warriors, they have Steph, Clay, Draymond, Steve Kerr. Like, that's a team that you have to pay attention to until you can't watch them anymore because their season is over. Now they're done, so you can truly put them in the ground. I know some people are like, oh, I knew the Warriors weren't any good. Yeah, but it's still Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson and Steve Kerr. And you know, there's a lot of championship medal. There's a lot of playoff experience. So it's important to tune in and think, oh, well, I better watch this game because it could have real ramifications for the rest of the postseason. So that's very important. One thing that I couldn't stop thinking about last night, I mean, the injuries in this league are out of control. So Jimmy Butler's hurt. And then Alex Caruso gets hurt. Zion Williamson gets hurt. And I don't think it's because of the play-in. It's like, well, they already play too many regular season games. They already play seven-game series throughout the playoffs. Now you're going to make these teams play a play-in game, and that's why we're seeing injury. No, it's one extra game. It's just a problem from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Just everyone's hurt. Everyone's missing games. Everyone's resting to try to recoup. And every single contending team sitting on pins and needles, hoping that their guy doesn't go down with an injury, sinking their chances at going on a postseason run. You know, for the longest time, people have said of the NBA, it's a make or miss league. I think it's become an in or an out league. Which team's healthy? Which team has all their guys? That's probably the team that's going to make it. I mean, look in 2021, the Bucks title run. Yeah, they got a little lucky against the Nets. And then they got a little unlucky against the Hawks, but they also pushed through. Like, they overcame without Giannis. And then in the finals, that was basically a straight-up series, two full teams at full strength. I mean, Dante was out. Dante right now looks like an awesome player with the Knicks because, of course. So you do need a little injury luck, totally. It feels like it's becoming more and more extreme. You know what I mean? Where the Suns are without their guys most of the year. Jimmy Butler's hurt now. And by the way, I don't like to be... I don't like to base my takes on whether or not a player isn't getting enough attention or whether or not a player is or isn't getting enough hate. Like, I don't think those are good takes. Like, I don't think it's a good take to be like, this player should be getting more, should be in the conversation, should be getting buzz. No one's talking. This player should be talked about more. Look, if you think the player should be talked about more, just talk about the player. Talk about the reasons why they should be talked about more. Like, if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is having a great year, for example, and no one's talking about him, no one's talking about SGA, the take shouldn't be, why isn't SGA getting any buzz? They should be talking about SGA, should be getting Super Bowl buzz, should be in the conversation. The take should instead be, hey, I know it's not real mainstream, but SGA's having an awesome year. Have you seen how well he's shooting the ball? Have you seen this? Have you seen that? How he compliments? Just talk about the player. I think it's lazy to talk about how a player's not getting talked about. And I also think on some level it's lazy, and I think it's a little mean-spirited. Maybe mean-spirited isn't the right word. I don't think it's a good way to talk about sports. Be like, hey, this player needs to get more crap. They're not getting the job done. Why is he getting any hate? Why aren't people ripping him? You know, but Jimmy Butler, not to say that he should get ripped more, but it feels to me like Jimmy Butler, when things are going well, gets all the praise and all the love and all the flowers to the point where it's like, is Jimmy Butler a top five player in the league? You know, and don't tell me that those conversations haven't taken place. They've taken place multiple times over the last couple of years. Happened in 2020, happened last year in 2022, 2023. So Jimmy Butler gets all the flowers when things are going well. When things are going poorly, it's like we don't even talk about it. We don't even talk about the Heat. Misses a lot of games. He didn't show up. I know he got hurt last night, but he wasn't playing well before he got hurt. And you might say, well, the Heat aren't as good as some of the teams they've lost to. Well, every time the Heat play well, I got to hear about how Eric Spoelstra is the best coach in the league. And I got people trying to tell me that Bam Adebayo is a lot closer to Giannis than Bucks fans would like to think. Okay, well, then what am I missing? They develop players, some culture, nastiness, defense, shooting. Okay, so why are they in the play-in every year? You know what I mean? Again, I don't think it's good-natured and good-faith sports talk to be like, hey, this guy needs to get more crap. But I guess in some sense I'm asking, why does Jimmy Butler never get any crap? His team's always in the play-in. And I hope, by the way, I hope that the Heat lose. I hope they're out as quickly as possible, because twice now in the last couple of years, we've had to watch the Miami Heat surprise everyone, go on this crazy playoff run, waste everyone's time, and then get to the finals and play the most boring NBA finals you've seen in your life. And I would just like to skip that whole charade this year. I'd like to skip the charade of the Miami Heat playing out of their skulls for 4 or 5 weeks, getting to the NBA finals, and then playing the worst and most boring and least consequential NBA finals you've ever seen in your life. Because that was the case in the bubble. It was the case against Denver last year. And I love the NBA as much as the next guy, or historically I have. This year lost me a little bit, but historically, I barely watched any Heat Nuggets last year. It just didn't do it for me. And it's not that, like, I don't think the Nuggets are awesome, and I don't think they deserve the championship. They do. I turned it on. I'm like, what is this? I'm not. This ain't it. This ain't Bucks Suns. That's for sure. That was a great series. Huge plays in each game by big star players. Jimmy Butler is a star when we want to make him a star, and then when things aren't going well, we literally just don't talk about the Heat. They don't get any run. Okay. Let's take a call, then we'll take a break. 608-321-1670, Wisco Sports Show. Who's this?
Grant. Hey, Tony from Texas.
Hey, Tony. What's going on?
Well, let's pour one out for Cone Roller. Pour two out, actually. His Arizona Coyotes are moving from Phoenix.
That's right. Are they going to Salt Lake City?
Salt Lake City.
Is that a city dying for a hockey team? I wouldn't know. I don't follow hockey. I don't know much about it. That it just doesn't strike me as a city that's dying for hockey.
Yeah, on the other hand, we got to pour one out for Chucky. I can't believe that one. You know, that's a tough one. But, you know, this college sports is just lunacy right now, Grant. It's weird that you can make more in college than in a pro league.
Yeah. I just, look, I guess if the money's there to be made. Well, here's the thing. The NCAA and these schools make a lot of money off televising these events, right? So some of that money should be shared by the players. I totally agree with that. But that's not what's happening, to my understanding. My understanding is these schools are calling on boosters and fans like us to donate so they can just pay the players straight up. It's like, well, no, this is that's never been. Fans have never been banged down the door to cut a check to their favorite player. The point has been there's so much money. Give a little bit of it to the players, and the NCAA couldn't even do that correctly.
Yeah, you know, I'm all for capitalism, free market, but this is getting out of control. It's just not fun. It's just not fun to watch. Hey, I know you're not a big MLB standings guy this early in the season, but I got some funny tidbits I got to tell you, because you haven't looked, have you?
No.
All right, first of all, the Brewers are 1-2 in the Central. That's kind of cool. Brewers with the Cubs. I'm sorry, Brewers, Cubs, 1-2.
Yeah, we like that.
That'd be awesome. I like that. But get a load of this. So the Astros are 6-14, and the A's are 8-11. The A's are better than the Astros right now.
What's going on with the Astros? And Josh Hader's been crummy. What are they saying down there in the Lone Star State about Josh Hader?
I huge disappointment. Buyer's remorse, it's looking like. But I just find that fascinating that the A's are better than this high-paid team, the Astros. So, yeah, the Hader thing, I don't know if that's going to work out. I know you're obsessed about him. But I want my bread and butter here.
Wait. Obsessed is... No, so because when you say that, it makes it sound like I'm watching Hader waiting for him to fail. That's not it. I don't know why, but I got to follow what this guy does, because the Hader trade was such a massive story. And then he goes to the Padres, and there's just all of these stories surrounding Josh Hader all the time. He's an interesting player to follow.
Yeah, all the way back to his first days in high school, I think, with Twitter. Go look that up. Yeah, goodness.
He's been there's been a lot surrounding Josh Hader for a long time now. Yeah.
All right. NBA playoffs. You know, the Bucks play the Pacers back in 1999. I think the Pacers are going to party like it's 1999 all over the Bucks again.
I
hate to say that. You know, Q called. cue calls in a lot, and, mm-hmm. and he thinks the Bucks are going to roll. You know, Dame Lillard is going to come back. You know, the whole divorce thing that was going on, and making excuses. I mean, Dame makes $60 million a year, considered one of the top 50, 60 players ever in NBA history to some. The guy needs to deliver in the playoffs. And if he doesn't deliver, then I say just blow this whole damn thing up if he doesn't come through right now.
So like trade Giannis, blow things up? Is that what you're saying?
No, just okay. Dame, Chris. You don't trade Giannis. But the other guys that are just it's you've got to figure out something. I told you before, I think horse is out the door. I'm reading the tea leaves on this. I think I'm absolutely right. I think horse, you can say he's not going to get fired, but someone's going to give him a job and he's going to leave. It's probably going to be the Pistons.
Well, let me ask you this, Tony in Texas. The Bucks lose to the Pacers in five games. Who's blamed the most in Milwaukee? Whose fault is that, in your opinion?
I would say it's going to go in this order.
Okay.
I think it's going to go Giannis, John Horst, Dame.
Interesting. Okay.
And if Giannis doesn't play, he'll get exempted from that, but then John Horst will take the fall.
So
who did Horst trade for? He traded for Dame. Who wanted Dame? Giannis.
I didn't. You know? We think that Giannis is some
Grant. If I own a radio station in New York City, I hear about this hot shot from Madison, Grant Bills. Easy. I want him to be my drive time guy, 3-6 to go against Mike and the Mad Dog.
Okay,
I'm bringing in Grant. I'm the director of that radio station. You come in there and you tank and you just do terrible. I'm going to take the fall because I brought you in.
Sure. But do you? Okay. Well, let me ask you a follow up then. So John Horst is blamed because the trade didn't work. Do you think that trade was a mistake, or do you think it was the right thing to do and it just didn't work? Because sometimes that happens.
I think the latter. I think you're right. It just didn't work. But you cannot fire another coach.
Yeah.
Pay four or five coaches.
They don't necessarily have to fire anyone. They could just work on the roster. You know what I mean? They could keep Doc and they could keep Giannis and they could. I think they're probably going to keep Dame no matter what. Here's the thing. I don't think that they can flip Chris and Dame and Brooke and whatever other pieces and spin it into a team that would be better suited to help Giannis chase a championship next year. And there's not a perfect option. It's not going to be a perfect option. There are multiple options, and I think you just have to weigh them against each other. And I think probably bringing this group back with small tweaks and small adjustments is still probably the best option. But I don't even know that they're going to lose. I would like to see a game or two before really feeling strongly one way or another. You think they're going to lose. So I'm going having this conversation with you.
All right. Before you let me go.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right about the NBA. This is like when I started watching the NBA in the early 80s, they had a cocaine problem. Right now they have like an injury problem. Guys not even playing. You don't know who's going to play. You don't know who's trying. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to see that. I don't want to hear that. I'm so down on the NBA. It's so frustrating. This is why the NFL is king. And I do want the Bucks to win. I just don't think they're going to win. It sucks. That's just my opinion.
It does. Yeah, it does. And it does. We're just talking about things that suck tonight. Tony, appreciate you. Okay, have a good night.
All right, good talking to you, Grant.
Yeah, you as well. Tony in Texas. I saw this tweet last night from Jason Smith. I think he's Fox Sports Radio. Let me check. Yeah. He tweeted, the NBA season is too long. It's been too long for a while, but it won't change. We're not four games into the playoffs, and we already look like we lost Zion and Jimmy Butler. It's insane, but it's how it's been, and it will be every year. I don't know that it's because there are too many games, because, I mean, Jimmy Butler, he didn't play 82 games. I can look it up over the break. I don't think Jimmy Butler played many more than 50 games. I'll have to go look. Jimmy Butler missed a ton of time this year. Zion missed a ton of time this year. These guys don't play. Some of it is injury. Some of it is Zion messed around with a porn star and has to work through that. Some of it is Ja Morant's flashing guns on live streams for no reason. Like, the NBA's just got a problem with their best players not playing. And this time of year, because now we're talking about the serious teams and the serious stars, then half of them get hurt. And I'm like, okay, well. And I am not, by the way, I am not going to be the person, if Boston goes on a run through the East and they win a title, I'm not going to sit here and discount the title because the Bucks were hurt or the Sixers or the Heat were hurt. That's not what I'm going to do, because that's the reality of the league, right? The healthiest team has to seize the opportunity. That's what the Bucks did in 2021. They got lucky with other teams missing some guys, but they took advantage, right? You have to take advantage. So if the Celtics, whoever wins the title is going to have earned that title. I mean, I'm never going to say it's a hospital ring, a wheelchair ring, whatever people say. That no. But it is really lame when it's like, okay, so there's four maybe solid contenders out of the East, and three of them are injured to a degree where you can't even expect them to win. That's lame. That's a problem. And I don't know how the NBA fixes it. I don't know how we fix it. 608-321-1670. Got to get two more breaks in. We're a little behind. Sorry about that. Wisco Sports Show back after this.
This is the Wisco Sports Show with Grant Bills on the Wisconsin Sports Zone Radio Network.
Fun conversations tonight. I think we've had animated conversations. I don't know about fun. I'm ready to be done talking about all my favorite players transferring out of my school because other schools are, you know, hiring mercenaries, throwing a bag. Maybe Chucky ends up at Louisville. Maybe Michigan State. I don't know. This clears the way for Daniel Freitag to play right away, their incoming point guard. I miss the days where freshmen didn't play right away because that means that when they actually start to play, they're polished players and they're better and my team can win more games. But, you know, listen to me, old fashioned. Throw me in a home. You know, I'm sitting here rambling about when freshmen would come in and develop a little bit. I know. See a psychologist. I'm starting to lose my mind. Let's take a call here. 608-321-1670. Wisco Sports Show. Who's this?
Dan in Broadhead.
Dan in Broadhead. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing good. I was listening to you and Tony, I think, talk about things that suck.
Yeah.
And I was thinking in my head, things that don't suck. Kobe White.
Dude.
Suck.
I've always loved Kobe White ever since his draft night where he was like, wow. You remember that?
Yeah.
Me and my friends referenced that. We still make jokes about that. It's cool to see him come into his own. The Bulls are just so mid. Like, do you, I don't know. You're a White Sox guy. You're a Bears guy. Are you a Bulls guy too?
Well, yeah, definitely a Bulls guy.
Does Vooch piss you off? What does he even do?
Who?
Vooch. Nikola Vucevic.
I mean, he's an offensive big. Honestly, I mean, he's not going to get you blocks. He's not going to get you rebounds. I mean, he'll defense. Get a 10, but he's going to get you some fancy footwork in the paint, and he's going to score when you give it to him, when you feed him. And then he can pass out of the paint. But you guys talking about, I mean, the Bulls are middling because you talk about injuries. I mean, you lost Lonzo Ball for 2 years.
Dude, that.
You lost your max player, Zach LaVine, for the entire season, basically. LaVine. Up-and-comer and.
LaVine, and I mean this respectfully, LaVine's not a winning player. Lonzo, man, it sucks that he's hurt because he's fun, man. And he makes everyone else better. And when he's out there, the team plays with more pep and zing. And that does really suck. Because I don't know that the Bulls would necessarily be finals contenders with him, but they would be a dangerous team. It'd be a lot more fun. They'd have a lot more life.
No, absolutely. I mean, before he got hurt and your buddy Grayson Allen decided to throw Caruso to the floor.
Oh, my God.
That kind of put the Bulls right out of first place a few years ago, and then it's been a downward spiral ever since.
Most overblown media outrage there's ever been the last couple of years was Grayson Allen giving him a hard foul, and he fell awkwardly. That was so lame. That was so lame.
They were in midair, and he hip-checked him and threw him to the floor.
I can't remember it clearly. I remember I was at Snuffy's on the south side of La Crosse that night. Maybe I'm misremembering. You guys went so nuts over that. It's like you had months to recover your season from that, and you couldn't? You had months. I don't know.
Well, him and Lonzo Ball went down at the same time. I mean, you're losing best defensive player, and you're basically another top defender, three ball, and your point guard. Before that, it was Lob City. I mean, they were throwing up alley-oops. I mean, they were going nuts, though.
I suppose. Do you think you're...
To clear the other night, I did say competitive flow. When we cut out, and you're like, I hope you said competitive flow. Mine wants you to say competitive flow. Yeah, it was absolutely competitive flow. You can't have a team back down and then try to get up for the next game.
Competitive flow. Hey, before I let you go, you're going to have your new franchise quarterback 1 week from tonight.
Yes, and hopefully he'll be able to operate with the weapons that they got. And if they blow this one again, I don't know. I won't wear the green and gold, but I'll pick a different color.
He's got good weapons. He's got a good situation. If Caleb Williams comes in and flops, it's on Caleb Williams.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that 100%. The last thing I wanted to say before I snap out is I appreciate that all I had to do for Tony in Texas is basically wish death upon him And then I got into his, like, honorable mentions in his top five callers. So I love it.
You and Tony do need to come together. I like you two as a pair. I don't want you two beefing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He just can't assume that I'm a Cubs fan. That was the one thing that threw me off. He's like, he's drinking Old Style. I'm like, do not put Old Style in my mouth.
Oh my God. More of a Pabst man myself. Appreciate you, Dan. We'll talk again soon. Sorry I'm up against it here.
All right. See you, bud.
Dan in Broadhead. I do want to take one final break. I don't want to. I have to take one more break. But I got to read this tweet from Dave from Monona that I just saw. So Jared Bergeron said, if every Badger fan that complained about the transfers and called for guard to be fired contributed to the varsity collective, we'd be able to afford Chucky in store 10 times over. Transfers today have very little to do with coaching and everything to do with money. I don't like it either, but that's the reality of college sports today. When there's no protection for schools, players go to the highest bidder. That's the only thing that matters. This is what Dave tweeted. You ready? What an idiot comment. Why should fans donate anymore for the spoiled little freeloaders? We pay unbelievable ticket prices. So, Jared, if that means they don't win, we can fire... What? He's blind. This is all voice to text. So, if they don't win, can we fire them? Kick them out of school? If we're going to pay them, why am I shocked that you're jock slobbering all over this guy? I love Dave. My God, what an idiot comment. Yeah, I'm giving none of my money to the Varsity Collective. And look, if you want to do it, fine. I might reach a point in my life where because I'm a big sports fan, and obviously the Badgers, they give me something to talk about and they help me put food on the table. But I'm not supporting this foolishness, this nonsense. No. They got to figure out a better system before I'm going to pay into it. God. Let's take one final 3-minute break. We'll wrap up the show next.
This is the Wisco Sports Show with Grant Bills on the Wisconsin Sports Zone Radio Network.
Last segment, Wisco Sports Show. Appreciate Zach Heilprin. If you missed that in the pod, go back and catch it. Tomorrow, we're going to talk with Bucks Film Room. Preview Bucks Pacers. Love that guy. We'll get into the X's and the O's, the nuts and the bolts, the picks and the rolls and the zones and the mans and all the basketball things. Enjoy tonight. No games on. I think I'm going to get caught up on Shogun and maybe watch a little Suits. RIP Dickie Butts, by the way. I'm going to listen to the song on repeat on my drive home. Have an awesome night. Talk to you tomorrow 4:00.